Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G just making a video about Pajit's taking your jobs. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are kicking ass and you're trying to level up. I am too. I'm trying to get some training, and later today I gotta go to community college to go get some. But that's something I gotta do. But you know what sucks? When these stupid ass fucking Indian Pajit fucks come to your country because of that H-1B visa bullshit and they take your job. Yes, it's not like it's a high paying job, but they're still taking it. Hell, they've been taking the high paying jobs. Yeah, you guys are trying to learn how to code? What happened? You got dolls of them taking over your fucking job and they go, you're gonna flame. And you got burned. Enjoy. Yes, friends, here it comes from Reddit. A cocksucker from India came here to the US and he got his ass deported for being a fucking Pajit. Yay! Let's see what it says. Let's see if I could do my Apu voice. It goes, la la la, dee 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 dee. Here we go. It says, returned from USA recently. My take on H-1B situation and why Americans hate Indians taking up jobs there. Because we don't want you pieces of shit here shitting on our streets and taking our jobs. Fuck off, you fucking creeps. Just saying. I used to work at Amazon USA. Fuck Amazon, fucking pieces of shit. Selling out our fucking money to these fucking assholes. But anyways. And returned last month, and one of the reasons was toxic behavior of my Indian managers. Yeah, fuck those assholes too. Like I said, fuck Indians. They exploit employees on visas. Good. Good. Fuck all you Pajits. I'm glad you get fucked by your own people. I guess there is no honor among thieves, is there? Knew how complicated and vulnerable the situation is since they themselves went through it. Yes, they should go through it. A big fat nigger dick up their Pajit assholes, right? Just saying. Honestly, I don't take DJT's reasoning. I'm guessing DJT is Donald J. Trump, right? Haha, fucking orange man. Another fucking disappointment, but that's a story for another day, right? Let's see, where was I? Reasoning is entirely wrong. There is so many Indians in higher positions. That's fucking bullshit trying to undercut us. Fuck you, Donald Trump, you bastard. Anyways. Oh, and remember, this is for entertainment purposes, and this is my delusions, and fuck all these people. That's just my opinion. But anyways, where was I? Higher positions who mainly hire other Indians. Fuck Indians, like I said. Only to abuse them and their visa status. Yes, fuck them, and they should get exploited. Like how they exploit us, we should return the favor. Just saying. They avoid hiring Americans because they know they can't push them to work 24/7. Yes, fuck fucking Pajis, they try to get a fast one over you. But once they can, they become little submissive like Hindu cows. Bitches. And Americans won't hesitate to sue if boundaries are crossed. Nah, don't think that Americans are such gung-ho. They lost their fucking killer instinct. Why? Because of their Jewish overlords. Just saying. Another example is Walmart. Fucking Walmart. Fuck that place too. Which is filled with Tengulu managers. Tengulu? Is it a Tengu warrior? I'm gonna call him Timu. Fuck this Timu managers. Anyways, and employees, the only real hiring criteria seems to you to be Timu. Fuck you. And you'll get the job. Same with Tagujaratis. What the fuck, Guadalajara? Is that Mexico? I guess. At Intel, we did prefer only hiring Guadalajarans. My classmates and from uni used to go to play cricket. Fucking cricket. That's a British fucking game, not fucking Pajit games, but whatever. Keep on taking shit that doesn't belong to you. With Intel employees to secure internships. Okay, intern on a big fucking nigger dick, you fucking faggot. Just saying. Obviously, Americans will be pissed. Of course they're gonna be pissed. You're taking their shit, you faggot. If they see these kind of favoritism, they're not stupid. Some of them are just weak, or a lot of them are fucking weak, but there are stupidity in there, so yeah, I don't think fucking America is such a great fucking bastion of intelligence and fucking awesome people, because if you're not paying attention, the U.S. is turning into shit. It turned into a giant fucking toilet. Yeah, the things that Pajits don't use, they turn it into a toilet. Anyways. The new H-1B rule will definitely reduce the number of these types of employees and managers. Okay, but we don't get rid of these fucking stupid fucking sand niggers, do we? Fuck these fucking raping camel jockeys. Fuck them in the ass, fucking goat fuckers. Anyways, I'm happy at least everyone saw how fragile H-1B situation is this weekend, and I'm not glorious as it seems from outside. Well, fuck you. I'm just glad that you got deported to India. Yeah, they should be sending you to the center of the fucking sun. But fuck, beggars can be choosers, right? Anyways, what can you do? What can you do? Yes, I know what we should do. We need to deport all these fucking losers. Even the ones that are non-losers. If you're here illegally, you need to fuck off. Hell, even if you're scamming, because this is scammy shit. You came here illegally fucking flim-flamming people. Thou shalt not scam. No, because that makes you untrustworthy. And guess what? Once you're untrustworthy, you gotta go. So, gonzo to you, motherfucker. So yes, friends, don't be a loser like these fucking bitches. Yeah, sooner or later, they're gonna catch you doing bullshit. Fuck around and find out. Just like how this fucker found out. They should tar and feather his ass, but eh, like I said, beggars can be choosers. So you guys be awesome. Get ready for the fucking collapse. Yes, I'm already ordering all kinds of stuff. Yes, I order stuff to make candles, how to make juices. Yes, and I'm gonna be ready for the fucking, for the future, because it might be fucking, ugh. But don't worry, friends. Once we get together and we form a community, we'll fuck these people in the ass. Right? Anyways, I gotta go do some awesome shit, and you be awesome too, friend. Goodbye.